wind blows over a sprawling settlement of shelters made of old cloth and carton cramped together. This is home to thousands of Somalis who have returned to Somaliland, a corner of Somalia where there is peace. The former refugees who have returned after many years of exile in neighboring countries now live as displaced people. One of them is Hamsa, who lost everything when she fled to Ethiopia, including the four-room house her late husband had built.
Where we were earlier was a place owned by the government. They asked us to leave, and we obeyed the authorities. That's when UNHCR helped us by giving us land here and building these houses for us.
On this particular day, women dance and clap as a ribbon is being cut to formally open a permanent shelter for the displaced people. Hamsa is a member of one of the 50 families who have so far benefited from the UNHCR project, which is supported by the Norwegian Refugee Council and the Japanese government. Yoichiri Yamada is Deputy Chief of Mission of Japan.
We want the effects of the project to be continuous and sustainable, so that even after we leave, the communities can sustain their own livelihood.
UNHCR says that the provision of permanent shelter brings stability to a family and promotes community integration, as the agency's worker in Somalia, Ayaki Ito, explains.
Former refugee returnees, they may come back to their country of origin, but if they are not able to reintegrate with a socio-economic basis, then their displacement has not ended. Therefore, by providing a permanent shelter, we are providing a better opportunity for them to be sustainably reintegrated in their communities.
Hamsa is overjoyed by this opportunity.
I'm very happy that this happened to me. This shelter gives me peace, joy, and security, where nobody can chase me out.
The families own their new homes, which are close to schools, hospitals, and other facilities. By having a place they can again call home, they will have a chance to build roots and raise their children in a relatively stable situation. Deanne Penn, United Nations.